Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. It is a day where we look ahead to October and to a big matchup on Sunday, the Eagles and the Chiefs. Elliott Shore Park says it's an acceptable loss. Most of us disagree with that. Most of us. Some of us are trying to justify Elliott's thinking.
No, I just try to figure how Elliot got to the way he got to.
You find it fascinating.
We see right through.
That irritates you so
bad. It does. And deep down, do you feel like this October will be different for the Phillies? That's our Twitter poll sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. How about this? I'm actually impressed with the voting on this. I know it's going to be, there's a lot of people out there that have, you know, a lot of scars from the past few Octobers, like Hugh Douglas. But 54% of people are feeling that it's going to be different, that this Phillies team feels different as we get close to October.
Low number.
Yeah, you think it's low?
Yeah. You're touting 54%.
No,
that means I'm almost winning.
No, when you're not winning.
That's a win for you.
That's a win for me.
I think it is. I think it's a moral victory.
Here's what I will say. If we had asked this question during any other hot streak in June, July, April, May, I think we would have got less than that. I think this is growing on people. I think we're getting close to people believing fully again.
I just would have thought that with how hot they are, like at this time, it's always about getting hot at the right time for people.
Yeah.
And we got to be one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in baseball right
now. They are, yeah.
We're like playing at least the best baseball.
And look, I understand that the reality is Wheeler's gone, right? And that impacts things. It makes them less likely to win the whole thing than if they had him. I get that. But they still have a real chance. And they're going to be a top seed.
I would say
two seed.
If they had Wheeler right now, I'd be close to using the L word.
A lock? I mean, I think they'd be the favorite.
I'd be close.
I'd be calling them the favorite if they had with Zach Wheeler.
With the way the other guys are pitching
right now. What are you laughing at over there?
I don't.
Tired of you.
No, my mind went somewhere else because I was like, wait a minute. What's he talking about? Then I thought about it for a minute. I was thinking something else.
L word? You had a different L word or a different F word?
Well, I heard something different. And so
lock?
I was like, yeah.
Come on.
What you talking about?
Yeah, I was on one. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we know. All right. By the way, 1 hour from now, your chance to win a pair of tickets. Return of the mic coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd, 2026. We got a pair of tickets. So tune in 1 hour from now. We'll tell you how you could win. We have a pair to give away today and then the grand prize. So all of our winners, today's winner, yesterday, tomorrow, everyone will be entered in. We'll throw the names in a hat. And one of our winners tomorrow will also win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock the night of the show. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. We'll give away a pair 1 hour from right now. Stay tuned. And by the way, tomorrow, we're going to have a pretty loaded show, including, are you guys ready for Elliott versus Jolly tomorrow, 11 a.m. on our show?
Jolly, who claims to be 5-0 in debates.
Yeah, Jolly's, I mean, he's got to get real with that. He's gotten smoked in some of those debates.
That is funny.
Boy, that hurts the ears. Okay. Hugh, who's your money on tomorrow? Elliot or Jolly?
That's a tough one.
Nah.
No, because, Elliot has a way of saying, like, his delivery can be somewhat annoying.
Yeah. Yes.
And Jolly has a way of when he's losing an argument, he will deflect.
Yes. Don't know how else to say this. You are not thinking.
So it just all depends on how it goes. See, you can tell when Jolly feels like he's like backed in the corner.
Yeah.
He'll start attacking the attacker.
The only debate that he's had recently here that I thought he really was in the, like, you, if you were scoring it like a boxing bout, you would give him more points, was him against Spike. Not because I thought his content was winning. Mm-hmm. He got Spike off his square. Spike started to feel annoyed.
Yeah, I agree. Like he gets annoyed pretty easy.
Yeah, but if you're in the advantage, you shouldn't get annoyed.
Yeah, you should sit on your square.
Yeah, and Spike had more facts in their debate. Jolly didn't really have any besides like Daryl Morey's a loser. Yeah, so Elliot versus Jolly tomorrow at 11 a.m. sharp. Do not miss that. All right, let's get back to the phone calls here. Then we'll check in what's going down in KC and what they're saying about this football game. Roberto is in Philadelphia. Hey, Roberto.
What's up, Joe? What's up, man? So look, at first I thought that question was kind of like, oh, it's acceptable. But then, like, I'm not the biggest Elliot Shore Parks fan, but I do kind of agree with Elliot, but it depends, though. Like,
okay.
You can't say before the game it's acceptable because we could be up 15 points with 4 minutes left and then lose, which would be unacceptable at that point. And you just kind of have to watch how the game goes. But I will say I agree with Elliot as far as, like, the factors. Like, listen, the Chiefs just got beat to the death in the Super Bowl. They're at home coming off a loss to the Chargers, who they've kind of owned. Like, the Chiefs have owned their division for some years. Now the Chargers get a week one win. That's a little momentum for them. Like, things are turning. I will say I don't think it's an acceptable loss, but am I surprised if the Chiefs come out energetic, if they come out with a game plan? Like, if they come out, you know, dotting all their I's, crossing all their T's, I'm not surprised at all. And if they get the better of us, I just can't say I'm surprised. But, of course, you're going out in this football game looking to win. You're looking to attack. I'm hoping that our offensive coordinator has a little bit more answers because you already know how I forget his name. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name.
Spagnuolo.
Yeah, you know how Spagnuolo is disciplined, and I don't think he liked having a 40-piece hung on him in the Super Bowl. So I'm expecting him to come out with his best stuff, especially after a loss. So I think Elliot is saying, like, if you just can't be surprised if they come out absolutely on their A game and play like an A-plus game. But I'm hoping that the Eagles are able to shut all that down. But I'm expecting a Chiefs absolute best here.
It's a lot of butts, like, a lot of hedging. Sound like you.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Taking your cues from Douglas over here, Roberto?
Hey, I'm a big Douglas fan. That's my boy.
I'm trying to just tell you, I'm listening to what's being said and just trying to figure out where Elliot's coming from. That's all.
Yeah, and yeah, look, Roberto, innocent little Hugh. Yeah,
I am so innocent.
I think we will get the Chiefs' best ever. Roberto, good phone call, man. Appreciate it. I think we're gonna get a Chiefs A game, but it's almost like,
what is their A game?
But let me ask it this way: do we agree that we expect the Chiefs to play a good game because they're desperate?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think the Eagles are better as a roster?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if the only piece of the puzzle missing is then you must expect the Eagles not to play well. If you think the Eagles are better, what are we not getting the Eagles' A effort?
I look at it like this. Because there's been so much trepidation about the quarterback play. And we've been not from you. I'm not saying that
from you. You had a number one yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He was.
QBR, don't forget.
Okay.
Penix 4.
If you're getting ahead of this, the question is, how much is Jalen going to have to do in this game? And how is Spags going to attack him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we're talking about. Because the question marks to me is, we don't know how healthy the receiver is. And, you know, even Devontae Smith wasn't even that much involved in the passing game.
Not really.
So that's the question. Like, we don't want to say it, but that's probably what it is. It's okay. What do you think Jalen's going to do? I mean, it also, like, everything evolves around the quarterback play, whether we want to talk about it or not. And that's not a slight on Jalen. It's just like, okay, how is he coming out when the Kansas City Chiefs attack him in this game?
Are you more concerned on Sunday about the Eagles' offense against Spags or the Eagles' defense against Andy and Mahomes?
I'm looking at it more how we're going to score points.
Okay, so the offense.
Yeah. I mean, I was answering. I was just telling you, you know, why. Because all we talked about all week long was the receivers and the passing game. And knowing what we know about the last time these two teams met up, there was not a question about the receivers and the passing game because they were efficient in the Super Bowl. So now you're going to it, and the biggest question to me is, okay, how healthy is A.J. Brown, you know?
Well, and then to go off your point, we also have a new coordinator.
Now, yes.
Week one, I didn't think Petullo was bad.
And
but
he, to your point, Joe, not to cut you off.
Scripted plays.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I just kind of – I don't know how much of that is true, but when you say it, you leave yourself open for all kind of reckless speculation.
Before the show today, we were talking about the game and how things could go on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. There's a scenario where they win big, they win tight, whatever. If AJ has another quiet game, what would be the reasons? I came up with three. One, Jalen's just not seeing him and pulling the trigger, which I didn't think that was the case the first week, but okay, we saw that in the past. AJ's not healthy. That's option two. Or maybe Petullo. We got some growing pains here with a first-time coordinator.
All of that. And I think it's fair. It's not just about the quarterback. It's a lot of questions. Because he was efficient last week. There's no question about that. But when you talk about these defenses, the defense that you're facing this week is a lot better than what you faced last week.
I agree with that. Even though they didn't play great in Brazil, they have more talent.
Man for man.
Yeah.
Man for man.
They have McDuffie, they have Karlaftis, they have Chris Jones. They're better.
And what you look at is, okay, I remember being in games where you take an L and you get berated in the meetings and you watch that film and you're sitting there and you're sick to your stomach because you have to watch that film.
Right.
And you can't wait to get to the next game. You're anxious to get to it and you want to get that nasty taste out of your mouth.
So you're saying the Chiefs off a loss is kind of like
that's kind of what it is, because you're coming back and you're like, damn, and then you got the Eagles coming into town. They beat your ass in the Super Bowl. So now you're trying to, you know, you want to try to put your best foot forward.
Are you sensing the pattern here that I'm sensing, Joe? This is 2 weeks in a row now with
you. What are you talking about?
You were a little worried about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Very worried about the Chiefs.
You guys are
something
so
tells me Hugh is not that high on the Eagles this year.
You guys are so
Downer Douglas. What's childish?
Your confidence level isn't high.
I'm just reacting to what you're saying, dude.
You know what? Try every day to come out here and analyze and give you my perspective.
We don't care about that.
And you guys are so childish that you just can't. You can't.
No, hold on. Yesterday you were all emotion this, emotion that. I'm trying to apply the logic. Now today, when it's convenient for you, I'm trying to be analytical. Pick a side, Douglas. Pick
today,
a side, dude.
Today,
whatever fits your agenda.
Agreed.
Well, that's
today,
how Penix got ranked the fourth best.
I have an
football
agenda.
I mean, we know that.
Today is my day to be clear and concise. Foolishness is for Friday. So you're a day early. Foolishness is on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's the weekend. We about to make these drinks. And we're going to have a great weekend. But today is analysis. And I'm just telling you a perspective that I, like, when I think about it, that's the way I'm thinking about.
You don't have to say that. If you're scared, get a dog. How's that sound? All right. If you're scared, get a dog.
Hey, both you guys.
All right.
So
can
much.
We check in? What's going on down in Kansas City? Right out in Kansas. I guess it's down and out wherever. It's west and in the
it's
middle.
Like out yonder.
Yeah. It's far
not
away.
Important.
Out
that not way. Important.
Anyway, right. Kansas City Radio 96.5 The Fan. Those guys talking about the team, the game, and kind of where they're at after Week One.
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
That's the thing, and that's where we need to stop this train really, really fast. We're the freaking Chiefs. Stop grasping at straws.
Right. And, you know, maybe this isn't off to the start of the season that we might have thought it could have been, but the fact that Mahomes is a dog at home, the fact that Andy's got a little bit of time, and the fact that I sit here and say, prove to me until it's proven wrong, would make me kind of a, you know, a dumbass to be like, okay, well, then what makes you think Philadelphia wins? They didn't play great against Dallas. They had a lightning delay. Won. I get it.
But they weren't playing that great before the lightning delay.
But I mean, A.J. Brown, what, one catch for 8 yards
you
in the fourth quarter?
You read a book on the sidelines again, you
and
know?
And Devonta Adams, we'll see. Not Devonta Adams,
Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith, It's Devontae Adams and Devonta Smith. Thank you, text line, in the future. But and the thing is like, you know, Spags can stop the run because Amarian Hampton, going to be a stud. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that. Didn't really run against the Chiefs. Didn't have to. Justin Herbert, though, that's the problem. So I think that if you can sustain pressure, which is a big ask from this Chiefs defense on Jalen Hurts, there's a chance that, you know, myself included could be eating some crow after this game on Sunday where the Chiefs are dogs at home with Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, the first thing I thought of listening to that is they sound kind of like Hugh. Mahomes off a bad game, off a loss, Andy,
Chief Douglas over here.
They sound like they're coping. Hmm. Like they were all over the place.
You know, it sounds like they don't want to believe or accept they might not be as good anymore. So they're kind of going back to, they have to win this game, right? No, they don't have to do anything. I mean, the NFL, you either win or you lose, and you play well or you don't, or you're good or you're not. Like, it's not like you have to do anything. There's a lot of 0-1 teams. In fact, there's 16 0-1 teams. They're not all going to go to 1-1 this weekend. I mean, just because you're 0-1 and you're desperate doesn't mean you win, right? Like, they got to have the horses.
Oh, no, but you're gonna get that fight.
Yeah, and I always expect that from the Chiefs. I mean, when do the Chiefs ever lie down?
And here's the thing. Like, just thinking back on it, get a lot of unscouted looks. Like, so there's going to be things where they're going to try to hit you with different plays that you haven't practiced for or you haven't seen that they normally run. And that's where you have to guard yourself from, because a lot of times, you know, playing with the Jets and when we were losing, hey, man, we would come out and pull out all the stops every week. Mm-hmm. And then you lose that momentum and then you take that L like you always do. But it's like initially.
Shout out Rich Kotite.
That's what you try to do. You try to shock and awe. Try to get those garbage plays. You try to get those garbage touchdowns.
It wouldn't shock me if they have a few trick plays, really. I mean, Andy's known to do that. And especially without their top receivers, they may have to try to scheme open something. But I look at it like the Eagles are the better team with less injuries. And the Jalen Carter thing, I mean, if it was up to me, he wouldn't be allowed to play. But I'm not in charge. They're going to play him. And the league is allowing him to play. That was up in the air three, four days ago, right? Like, if he wasn't playing on Sunday, that's a big deal. He is going to play in this game. So I can't just say it's acceptable. Like, I can't go full Elliott here like other people. Black Gritty is up on WIP. And we'll get one more cut from Kansas City coming up in a sec. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joe, this is going to be really hard for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize, Joe.
What was that?
I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize.
What
to
you apologizing for?
I mean, the Mets, baby. We out here smacking around at home, Daddy. I thought that Joe Gillian put the kibosh on us, but now we out here dog walking in fools. And I'm not the one to talk about conspiracies, but say something different when they're at home and they're on the road. Because, I mean, we out here dog walking them. And I'm like, I was so mean to Joe Giglio. For once in your life, every once in 10 years, I'm apologizing to you. You better record this, clip it, and save it for your little naps when you go to sleep at night, Joe Giglio.
Oh, we clipped it already. Don't you worry about that. All right, Black Gritty, we're feeling good about the Phils. I also see you want to tell Hugh to shut up, so we want to hear that.
So first of all, as a Generation Xer, you need to stop going to therapy. You're too soft, Hugh Douglas. I want moving furniture, Hugh Douglas, okay? we just dog-walked these punks in the Super Bowl, and then you're a scout report. You don't had a whole summer of crying on the sideline, Chiefs. What kind of scout report did you got? You ain't got wide receiver one, wide receiver two, and Travis Kelce is dating a billionaire. He's about to get married to a billionaire. Do you want to get hit in the mouth when you're making $1 billion, Hugh Douglas? For just being married to somebody, you don't. And he schemed up that one wide open three, and he got that touchdown, this little punk bull dance, and didn't do nothing else but knock out his player and headbutt another one on the sidelines, and they fighting like punks over there. And I got Carter back. You better stay with your whole chest, you Douglas. I'm moving furniture with you, brother. It is do or die. Acceptable loss. It would be acceptable if they had the dream team over there and they did something in the draft and had something going on. But right now, I'm in full strength, and I'm supposed to accept. Let me lose this team without two wide receivers and something you better stop going to therapy, boy. You better get some bass in your chest. This is not acceptable. Your conversation, Elliott Sherman Park, is not acceptable. That's what's not acceptable. I won't stand for it. We get this George W. This do or die, Hugh Douglas. Watch yourself, Hugh.
I wonder how did I
apologize.
Yeah.
How all of a sudden did
thank
become,
you, Black Gritty. I appreciate that.
How did me trying to explain what Elliot's talking about become my take?
Because we like to bash Elliot, not explain his takes. I mean, come on. You
I don't
know.
Understand.
But by explaining it, you're agreeing with
it. It's guilt by association. Yeah. You're associating yourself with that.
If you didn't agree with it, then there shouldn't be an explanation.
First and foremost, every day on this show.
Can we stop?
My job is to teach.
Do this again.
This is my pulpit. This is where I try to educate on a daily basis. And it feels like you guys are regressing every day.
First of all, that's not your job.
It is my job.
It's not.
Your contract says nothing about teaching.
No, it is my job.
I haven't seen it, but I kind of know.
It is my job. It's my job to be clear and concise.
Well, how's that going?
In my takes. It's a work in progress. It's gotten better. It's gotten better. I need to be clear and concise in my takes.
Right.
And try as the best I can.
Yep.
Educate you guys.
Hullabaloo or hoobaloo.
But every day that I come on this show, it's always some nonsense with you guys. The shenanigans between the two of y'all.
Why are you the same guy?
I am the only grown-up that's here. Y'all need to respect y'all elders. That's the problem.
Well, you know what I do? I keep receipts.
Lather Vaseline on me.
I got two receipts to share with everyone, okay? Receipt number one is, I believe when we were at McGurk's last week for our, you know, kind of kickoff show, right? The rally in Roersford.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I said anything less than 3-1 is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would mean only one loss is allowed the first four games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they already have one win.
Mm-hmm.
You said 2-2 is acceptable.
I said 2-2 is okay. But to be honest,
that means you're kind of accepting a loss in two out of the next three games.
Mm-hmm.
Why? But they want to know.
What I'm saying, no,
two out of three would be 2-2.
First of all,
I'm just doing the math.
I don't recall too much of that conversation that I had last week.
Well, you should.
Because classes, I don't keep the class notes.
Okay.
I don't go back in the past. I just choose to move forward when it comes to certain things that fit my agenda. So I choose to move forward.
Okay.
So that, whatever we talked about last week,
I got you. All right, since you forget, let's try to remember what they're talking about in Kansas City. Let's eavesdrop one more time on these guys. What are they saying?
I mean, I've been around this rodeo for a while now with this organization, and you start to see these patterns, and you start to see, you know, people starting to doubt. And what happens when people start doubting Patrick Mahomes? That's when he takes it to the next level. And this has been a great week of doubt, both from people inside Kansas City, which I still don't understand why the doubt is there for a team that's given us all that they've given us for all of these years. This is all gravy, man. Like, anything that has happened really after the first Super Bowl, for the most part, has all been gravy on top of what's been an unbelievable run. And we're still in the middle of that unbelievable run. I can't believe how many, you know, people that I've heard from that are such in, like, doubt mode about this football team, and they're down in the dumps about this football team. What have you been watching for the last 7 years? You know how this story ends. You know how good we are. You know how awesome Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are together. You know that they don't get embarrassed a lot, and when they do, they rectify it. And I would say they were probably embarrassed on Friday night. I would think that's a fair term
and the previous
to
game
use. And the previous game, that's right, and the Super Bowl. And so now they have an opportunity to come back home and really change the quote-unquote narrative that's around this team, which I think is a false narrative.
Copium. That's what that sounds like.
Well, it is. I think they're struggling to accept the team isn't as great as it used to be, and that's what it sounds like.
You know what they're doing?
What's that?
They're doing what we do, what we tried to put the kibosh on yesterday, but on like a grander scale. Like, we're the Chiefs.
Right, but they're not anymore.
Oh, you mean
right.
Like, yeah, hey, we won the Super Bowl before we had a great run.
We were a dynasty. Yeah. We were going for a three-peat.
Yeah,
what if you're just not that team anymore?
They don't realize their tight end is in transition to become a podcaster married to Taylor Swift.
We can make fun of them for that, but we're all going to sit here and, you know, kind of just do the same thing.
Yeah, well, we can't do that.
No, well, we are.
Hey,
we are.
Hey, hey,
well,
hey,
we are. We're moving on. Some people are not.
Shake it off.
Yeah, some people are.
Shake it off. Ain't that the way the song goes?
Well, you sang it. We have the audio of that somewhere in the system. We
forget. That's what people say. That's what they say. Shake it off. I didn't tell you to play that.
This ain't right. I don't know the words. We're going to make it work.
That's why it's karaoke.
I stay out too late.
I think I killed this song.
You did not. You didn't.
I slayed this.
That's what people say.
Is that what people in Atlanta said?
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I killed that.
Yeah. That's one of the better ones. I'm glad we dug that one up. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll eavesdrop some more on the other side, but not on Kansas City. We got to check in on Jerry Jones.
I've eaten a lot of records.
Yeah, and the fan down in Dallas, what he said about the Eagles' reported offer for Micah Parsons. And I don't think he really understands what he said, which shouldn't surprise anyone. We'll unpack that next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Isn't it Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah. Nailed that one.
Yeah, I'm a Fleetwood Mac fan. The story, that group story, it's phenomenal. There's a nasty bunch of individuals.
Yeah, is there like a documentary on you watched? Or just, well, no, known
just
over the years?
Just the history. Yeah, I forgot the name of the album, but it was considered their greatest album. Everybody was sleeping with everybody. And everybody was breaking up with everybody. And they say some of the greatest music that we've ever heard. It's a really, really, like if you just read the story of the music that they made, it's phenomenal.
It's a Rumors album.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's the room. Hey, man, and when you listen to the songs, it's funny. When you listen to the songs, you can hear the pain in the music.
Sometimes turbulence leads to great
man, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It does. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here on the Phils, and do you believe this year is different? Does this team feel different to you as we head towards October? They feel different to me. There's a resilience to them that I haven't seen in past years. Their outfield is clearly better than it has been in past years. They have a real closer now, which they haven't had really at any point of this. They got by in 22, and between Sir Anthony and Alvarado, and you know, they kind of mixed and matched at Eflin. It worked, but they didn't have anything like they have right now in Duran. They have all these things they didn't have. I think Topper's hitting the right buttons, and they're going to have a bye in the first round. As long as they, you know, don't fall on their face the next 2 weeks and beat the Dodgers next week, they're going to have that bye. This feels different. I'm willing to say it. Kyle's willing to say it. Not everyone is, though, because some people saw shades of doubt.
Say it, Douglas.
I think they're different, but I mean, the ultimate goal for them this year, like any other, is to win it all.
All right, I'm not trying to
get the hell out of here.
I know that one. That's a strong one.
No, Art's not kidding around with you. I am not trying to lower expectations. But is there a world where they make us proud, play really well in October, and come up just short? I think there is. I'm not trying to lower expectations.
You mean an attaboy? To work?
Well, like,
we'll know it when we see it.
Well, exactly. 22, I didn't feel that was disappointing at all. In fact, they overachieved. And 23, they choked. Last year, they were chumps. I think it's going to be closer to 22 than chumps.
We are bringing chumps back.
Yeah, did they not play like chumps in that series against the Mets? Yeah.
Chumps is strong.
They were chumps last year.
They were chumps. I mean, here's the thing, though. Like I said, we're going to know it when we see it. Yep. It's going to depend, though. Like, I think, man, we get to the World Series. There's no world in which we should lose to any of these AL teams in a seven-game
series. I agree with that. I think the AL is as weak as it's been in a long time. I mean, if you pin me down who the best team is, I would say the Tigers.
Yeah.
And, like, it's nothing special.
Come on.
Yeah, we took them already in August in Duran's first series.
Come on, Douglas.
Afraid of the Tigers and the Blue
Jays?
I'm
not afraid of anybody. It's just
and
that
the Mariners.
I'm afraid of the bats going cold. Cold bats.
But couldn't that happen to any team, any time in a short series?
Well, you're right.
Especially
but it
against
seems
our pitching.
Like it happens to us all the time.
Well,
it happens since
PTS
I've been.
PTS Douglas,
I know.
Man.
And living in the past, Hugh.
Douglas. I'm just saying, I just remember us as fans blaming. Who was he blaming? Wow. Was it
Rojas,
Johan,
no,
with the bat on his shoulder.
Well,
why you remember who I was talking about.
Well, because
he
you were the one.
The bat on his shoulder.
No, because you went on this whole rant about how it wasn't Rojas' fault.
It was.
And I was trying to explain to you that nobody's blaming Johan Rojas.
Yeah, they kind of were.
Well, the guy's a minor leaguer.
He left his bat on his shoulder.
Only idiots were trying to blame Rojas for that series.
But I mean, that's what idiots did. They blamed him.
But wouldn't you say.
Calling out the fans again?
I love the fans, but the fans know they're crazy. They know they're crazy.
Okay,
they
so
okay with that?
Let me present this. You're right in your assessment that their bats have gone cold in October 2 years in a row. Even three if you want to go to the end of 2022. But doesn't this look different heading in?
It does.
So last year they were playing pretty mediocre for 3 months heading in. We lied to ourselves and said it didn't matter.
The momentum.
Now they're playing better. So if it happens again, it will be more surprising. Last year really wasn't surprising. The year before, they were very feast or famine that whole year, right? And that playoffs, when we were in Atlanta, they were hot for the beginning of the Arizona series, hot, and then they fell off. This year hasn't been as much of that. They've just looked more steady, other than when they go to Citi Field, mostly this whole year.
Like the way they played in that Mets series shouldn't have been a surprise to a lot of people, but I think it was.
Well, we lost
because
ourselves.
We didn't want to stare reality in the face.
Yeah.
It feels different going in this time.
It does.
Yeah.
And again, that doesn't guarantee anything. I mean, they're just short series that things happen. But I just feel like they're in a good spot compared to where they have been. All right, 215-592-9494. And I don't think we could discount Bader and Duran. Those are huge additions. And Bader, maybe not in name, but in performance, he is. All right, let's, before we go back to all the phone calls here on this, the Chiefs stuff, let's check in with Jerry Jones. So Jerry was doing his weekly spot down in Dallas, and he talked about the trade conversation that he and the Eagles had about Micah Parsons. Here's what Jerry said.
Jerry, there was a reported offer over the weekend that Philadelphia had made in a trade for Micah. Was that a flat no, or was there a counter offer that would have been made?
No counter offer. And the interest, you know, the thought all along was to see where the interest level was. And that was very important. And from the get-go, that was an effort on our part to chum up interest. And that's a part of what was going on during those months that we were talking about Micah.
All right. So I'm actually surprised at Jerry. I mean, Jerry's obviously lost it as a football guy, but he's a businessman, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand, if he's telling the truth there, is why didn't he go back to the Packers and get more? Right? He acknowledged the Eagles thing was real. What we heard by Jay Glazer over the weekend was it was a bigger offer than what the Packers offered. So if it was designed to get the Eagles on board to drum up interest, why didn't he go back to the Packers and say, I have this on the table from the Eagles. I need more out of you.
Probably a slap in the face. Because, like, okay, I'm going to trade him here for less.
Yeah, but that's a slap in his own face.
Yeah,
he's hurting his own product.
Yeah. I mean, and he's, again, as old as he is, he's not that thick to trade him in the division and have to see him. That would have been the story. Because they were already talking about how crazy he was for trading in the beginning.
Right.
But you still trade him to a team that you're going to have to see in 4 weeks. And probably if the Dallas Cowboys were better, you would potentially have to go through to get to the playoffs.
Well, like, let's say the Cowboys bounce back in a couple years. I don't think Green Bay's going anywhere, right? Parsons is 26, loves 26. So he gave him to a team that he's going to be on.
That's making it harder for you to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, it just doesn't, like, go back to the Packers and get more. I don't really believe him, I heard all that. It doesn't make any sense.
The offer never even happened, according to Jay in West Philly. Schefter and Glazer made it
up. That's right. We did hear that earlier in the week.
Yeah.
But Jerry Jones acknowledged it literally did happen.
No. Okay. Probably lying, too.
You know what? Unless it goes in with what you think, it's a lie. Right? That's the way things work around here? I
always.
Get it.
You didn't know that?
I learn it more every day. All right. 215-592-9494. Mark in Woodbury Heights. I'm talking some Phils. Mark, what's up?
Guys, good afternoon. I have to come on this radio station today and tell you I am fully, fully on board with the Philadelphia Phils.
Oh, Mark, I was waiting for this day. We're in. Now let's hope we get what we want here in October.
And I want a title for Topper. The title for Topper. I have been really critical of him, as you know, at times, and the offense. But they're getting timely hitting. The pitching has been surprisingly really good without Wheeler. No more criticism, guys. I'm done.
I love it, Mark. And Mark, how about Bader? I mean, I got to imagine you're enjoying this as much as I am. He's been awesome.
I love Bader. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me a little bit of Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, I see it.
And you know what the team needed? The team needs spark plugs. Like, there was too many power guys. You need a spark plug. He's like a spark plug. And what a great, you know, if he continues at this pace, what a great move by Dombrowski. But listen, there's just two things they got to do, Joe. Mm-hmm. Do you hear me out real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
They got to play better on the road, right, consistently. And they're coming off a good road trip, but it's got to be consistent on the road. And then number two, Bryce Harper needs to be that generational player offensively in the playoffs. like we brought him in to be. Does that make sense?
It does. And you know what? There's going to be a game, Mark, where they're going to need him to hit a pair of home runs. I mean, I don't know if it's the first round or it's the World Series, but they're going to need him to have one of those games where he takes over the game. And we haven't had too many of those this year. It's you know, he's got 24 or 25 home runs, but it's not felt like that most of the season with him.
Yeah, we need him to be a little bit more clutch with the the power and the extra base hits. You know, and when the game is 4-2, 3-2, you know what I mean? A closer game. That's what we need. But I'm on board. I think Rob Thompson, especially with the outfield platoon, I said, let me give this a shot. Let me just see how this plays out. It's working out. Hopefully it continues. No more phone calls. No more criticism of the team. I'm on board. Wow. I want a title for Topper and for the Phillies. Guys, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak.
Mark, appreciate your phone call. Mark, that's a big one.
Well, we've come a long way.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, after the first game, Mark said enough is enough.
I know, the 19 strikeouts against the Nats.
Doesn't that feel like that was like a week ago, by the way? This season flew by.
It has. I know they were telling the afternoon show earlier this week if it's been a great season. I don't think it's been there hasn't been much drama in terms of like walk-off wins and those special moments, but they're obviously a very good team, and they're in position to give us an October. Here's what I expect. I can't guarantee they're going to win a World Series. I expect an October run. I would be very surprised if they just putter out in three games or four games in the first round.
It would be very disappointing if they didn't have a strong showing in this postseason.
Yeah, now it is... I think it's worth noting that we may match up against the Dodgers in our first playoff series. So for us to also expect like an easy sweep, that might not going to happen either, right? It might be a challenge right off the bat, but I think they're up for it. And by the way, they go to L.A. this coming week, which is a big series to kind of lock down that two seed. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast talking to Phils. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's going on?
Oh, man, listen, man. My boy Kepler, he's stepping up. My man Castellanos, they stepping up, man.
Well, you know, your guy Kepler, you said to wait on it, and here we go. He's hitting.
Hey, listen, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's one thing I ain't been worried about all season is these Phillies. And I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I had this feeling ever before the season even started, man. That's why I kept saying it. It feels like it's going to be an Eagles run. It's been up and down. The players, like, back and forth. We don't know. First 1 minute, let's get rid of the coach. Let's get rid of everybody. Let's start to rebuild and all this. But now everybody's starting to get on board. But who's really starting to get on board is the team, man. And that's what I'm loving, man. They're starting to have fun. And these guys is taking it serious. And I think finally they understand that they don't have to hit it out the park in order to win games. They could win games like they've been winning these last three games. You know what I'm saying? What I want to say about the Eagles, right? This is my main thing, right? And, you know, everybody keep overlooking it. The only way we lose this game is how? Through the play caller. I'm telling you. It's not. And I want y'all to stop blaming Jalen, because if these plays is not designed and not good for the offense and the receivers, to get open or for him to throw to the receivers, that's not on Jalen. That's on the offensive coordinator calling the plays. Another thing is, we got running backs. We got three now, right? Mm-hmm.
Tank Bigsby now part of the mix.
Exactly. So guess what? We ain't got to change nothing. Okay, I'm just hoping that AJ and the rest of the guys, listen, are y'all playing to win or y'all playing for stats? Because if y'all playing for stats, and let Jalen know what he got to do. And I know everybody, I know the world want to see Jalen throw over 200, 300, 500 yards like the rest of these quarterbacks. I don't care about that. All I do is care about winning. All I want to do is repeat. And what I want to do is blow these corny Chiefs out again because they overrated, and everybody keeps still giving them that type of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why, but guess what? We was their kryptonite. We the one that punched them in the face. And guess what? Now everybody lining up to do it. So guess what? They need to congratulate the Eagles and thank the Eagles for showing them the way. Last thing I want to say, like I said with Patrick Mahomes, you got to force him left, man. He's so comfortable on that right side. You force him left, we win the game. And that's something basic. That's all I got.
All right. Well, hopefully Vic Fangio is listening. Well, good phone call there. Give him a little scouting report on how to beat Mahomes. Force him left.
No, I was listening. I was kind of trying to remember. Yeah. He said, yeah, I'm just thinking. I was like, okay. I see what he's saying, but I'm not disputing that, but it's like, man, he seemed like he's pretty good at any way he throw the football.
Well, yeah, that's why he's one of the best of all time.
I'm just saying, I was just thinking, I'm like, damn, he's been times I've seen him go left. He delivers the football.
Yeah, he delivers it basically. But he played well in that game this past Friday night, if you were watching any of it against the Chargers on the YouTube game. It wasn't his fault they lost the game. They got carved up by Herbert. In the second half, Herbert was completing a lot of passes on them. I wonder if their defense is better than Dallas. You're right here. You said that a little while ago. But they didn't look very good in that first game. Now, that might have just been week one. Who knows? I don't know. But maybe the Chargers are going to be really good this year. Maybe Herbert's taking a leap.
Mm-hmm.
They got thrown on. The Chargers were able to throw the football all over against the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I can tell you that's probably a conversation that's being had, trying to tighten up that secondary, trying to get more pressure on the quarterback. Like I said, man, being in a situation like that where you get your butt kicked like that with a team that has that kind of pride, they've been working hard this week. They're going to come out swinging.
Here we go. Grease in the skids over here.
I'm just saying that they're going to come out. They're going to come out ready to play.
I expect the Eagles to come out ready to play.
Yeah, they will. They will be. No question.
Mm. And I just don't hear the same energy in your voice for the Eagles.
Well,
be ready.
Because I'm explaining. I'm in teaching mode at the
moment. Is that right? Is there any world in which a loss Sunday versus KC would be acceptable to you? One of our Twitter poll questions today. You're getting cooked on this one, Hugh.
How am I getting cooked?
Because destroyed.
You are associating with the take. You could have come on here and say, Elliott Shore Parks, done with him.
No.
He's lost his mind. He's cooked.
I find Elliott fascinating.
Yeah.
I find Elliott fascinating.
Oh.
It's just like Tobias Harris.
Yeah. I mean, I find people that they think outside the box. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, how does your mind work? Yeah. I feel like that about Elliott.
Right. But
because he's always been like that.
I do too. But I often totally disagree with him. I appreciate him and think he's crazy.
I don't agree with him. I'm just trying to workshop.
Okay.
How did he get to this? That's all.
Well, you sounds like you kind of are with him. All right. Is there any world in which a loss versus KC would be acceptable to you? 82% saying no. That's a big number. 82% is a very big number. 18% siding with Hugh Douglas over here. All right. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Nick. What's up?
Good. So, Hugh, I think you probably might need to get like a monocle or something so that Joe and Kyle and everybody else can like pay attention to that third eye. They don't understand. But I kind of agree with you with the it's an acceptable loss or whatever.
First of all, that
Sounds like you're not
associated with you now. Yeah. I hope you're happy about this.
I kind of agree. It's acceptable because of the circumstances last week, yada, yada. But
what circumstances? What circumstances?
Well, the circumstances that the Chiefs lost, you know, they're going to be coming out looking to get right, all that.
But so can't I say that about every single 0-1 team?
Yes, you could.
Okay, so then that doesn't fly if every year in week two I could say this about half the league.
All right, okay. So I'll take that back a little. So then you're not fully right. You guys have to beat the Chiefs. A loss would not be acceptable because...
Tell them, Nick.
Coming from me, I need your guys' help because I'm a Broncos fan.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, yeah. Now I can. So you're easily swayed here. You're just yelling.
I don't give a shit.
No. But also, with the McGurks, I wanted to thank you guys for coming out. I had a blast. And I really appreciated it.
Well, Nick, we're glad you were able to come out of it.
Man.
It was awesome. Yeah. It really was, Nick, man. It was great hanging out there.
I was going to say, Hugh, that Pitbull statement that you made about T.O., that was kind of how I approached it. I am a dog person, but when I saw you, I did freeze up. But I walked up. I put my hand out. Hopefully, I didn't get bit, which I didn't. But you're a scary dude. You're a big man. And then, Kyle, thank you, even though you weren't there. Thank you for that. No, you were not in person.
He, not
Guess
during,
I was.
Not, yeah. not during you our were, show, I think Dick was talking about. Oh. During our show.
Oh, during well, all right, okay.
He came after.
But, yeah. Okay. All right, I didn't see you then. But I appreciate it because you gave me my Arthur drop that I love. And
oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to Rod Lakin and see if you personally can be at these travel events.
Yeah,
like
Nick was talking the other
place. Okay, yeah. You know what?
I mean, he was there.
I like you, Nick.
He was in his. You were in a Broncos jersey, right? The orange crush one.
Yeah,
I remember you. Yeah, no, Nick, it was great hanging out, man. We appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you flipping your opinion to blast Hugh here because that's what we're looking for.
It wasn't my take, but.
But you realize you've associated yourself with Elliott Sinus.
Well,
I
realized that people hear what they want to hear. So when I tried to explain maybe where Elliott was coming from, it became my take.
Nick had you pinned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I know.
But okay.
Your take now.
I understand what you're saying.
I own it.
I understand you're saying you just were trying to explain, but it's much easier to say Elliott's ridiculous, he's wrong.
Right. Right?
I mean, it is, but I try to understand it.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
What, to stop trying to understand
Elliot? Stop trying to see the good in people.
I try to understand Elliot, man. I like Elliot.
Well, when we titled this podcast, it's going to be Hugh. Sunday would be an acceptable loss.
No, I just
want to put those words directly in your mouth.
I just want to know how Elliot thinks about things like this.
Well, he explained it, and then you went down the road with him.
I was trying to.
You know what? I smell a lot of KC fear. I smell KC just like I smelled Dallas fear out of Hugh Douglas last week.
Not afraid. Not afraid.
Well, you should be more afraid of KC than Dallas.
Well, they got a better quarterback.
Well, a better coach.
They got a better team.
Team,
overall.
Of course. They have home field. They have all those kind of things. I mean, that's
a tough place to play.
See, this is what I mean.
I'm just saying it's a tough place to play. And this is not one of those, because I know how you're gonna spin this. You're gonna be like, oh. You're just trying to. You could just
me spin. I react to what I hear.
You're gonna be talking about you. You're just trying to say I told you so. I'm not.
Well, you will.
Nah, I won't. Not this one. I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. I don't do that anyway, unless it's warranted.
No, so I called this last Thursday. I was right on Friday.
I don't do that.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the next 2 days talking through this game, and then if the Eagles drop the game on Sunday, you will say something like, you people tried to tell me that there was nothing to worry about, and blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, and I find it interesting, and then you'll peacock around.
I would not do that.
Again,
that is not my personality.
Last Friday, we were counting them. I think it was Luke was producing it for Kyle. Yeah, Luke was with us. Kyle, we counted by 1 p.m., and Hugh promised there'd be no "I told you so." So we counted 25 of them by 1 o'clock.
I didn't.
Looked like he was ready to explode.
Yeah. No,
holding that in.
But in my defense, every question that was asked to me, I had to kind of frame it with like, but what I said last week was, so it was in reference to something that I mentioned before the game.
Right.
It wasn't like I was trying to peacock. I was just referencing a statement that I made before the game, and Joe kind of heard it as, "I told you so."
Everyone
did. I didn't mean it that way.
Everyone heard it the same way. All right, 215-592-9494. Calls on all this in the final hour. Hugh is backing Elliott here, saying this would be an acceptable loss. Can you believe this guy? Also, the Phillies. Deep down, does this feel different? It feels different to me. I think they are more prepared. They are more ready. They are deeper. The closer, the center fielder, better at-bats throughout the... They're ready for me for October more than they have been the last couple years. I feel different about where we're going. Do you? Where do you come down on the Phils as they continue to beat up the New York Mets? Also, we got to give these tickets away. We got a great prize. Return of the mic. Mike Tyson coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, January 23rd, 2026. We have a pair of tickets to give away today. You know, we're going to do a little game we haven't played in a while called Back Big Hugh.
All right,
we're going to have Hugh answer a question about his own career, and you could choose to think he's going to get it right or wrong. If you're correct and with him and you're on the same page, well, then you will win the tickets. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number two will be our contestant today for Back Big Hugh for a shot at the Mike Tyson tickets. That's next, along with your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniels are coming out with a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniels Blackberry. It's the real deal, folks. A smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with your friends. If you got friends. Some of y'all don't have friends. But if you have them, it's a great drink to enjoy with your friends. It's bold, it's vibrant, with an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's my new tailgate cocktail. If I drink cocktails at tailgate, but I'm not because I'm working. That's what I do. I work. It's going to be my new tailgate drink this season. No, it's not, because that's not what I do. I just said that. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.